This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey guys, you know that I love inkandivycollective.com and they have been my podcast sponsor for the last few weeks. This week, I am very excited to announce that you can save 15% off their whole website using the code CHERRY. You can find the direct link to their website in my show notes. And if you want amazing female tattoo artist art on super comfy, super cute clothes, I've been living in my little hoodie for the last week, definitely check them out. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Unconventional Gal, Forging Your Own Path with me, your host, Cherry Dollface. I'm sitting here with my mom and sister on Christmas morning, so it's really hard to take this podcast seriously, but I'm very excited to have them here today. So anyways, hi, Mom and Shay.
Hello.
So this is Shay. This is my sister that I talk about all the time on this podcast and make fun of. Actually, you haven't listened to it yet because I haven't posted it yet, but I talked about your bad tattoos on my last podcast.
You did give me a warning about it, though.
I did.
So I'm ready. Usually it's a surprise I text you. I'm like,
excuse me.
Thanks.
So, Mom, say hello.
Good morning, Cherokee.
So, my mom and sister are my two favorite humans in the world, next to the twins that my sister birthed so viciously. She's actually pregnant again with another child, and her girl name was Lucy, and she just found out it's a boy, and she didn't have a boy name. So, I've officially named him Lucifer.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so people sent us some questions, and I thought that would be good because you guys are super awkward and don't know how to talk into a microphone. So if I ask you questions, I think this will be way better. So one person said, tell us funny stories from when you were kids. So here's the thing. Shay is 11 years younger than me. She is actually my baby sister. So we weren't really kids together. And my mom and dad moved away when Shay was four. Shay was four?
Yeah. I was four.
Okay, so how about you, Shay? Do you remember anything?
I mean, I have a lot of funny stories.
Wait, I have one.
Oh.
When we went for Grandpa's 60th birthday.
Oh, this is a good one.
So Shay is a natural blonde. And when she was little, she was like white blonde. And because she's so much younger than me, she was always a really little kid when I was like getting older and getting tattooed. And I was always a weirdo. So we would always play pranks. We still play pranks on mom. Mom went to bed and we were all staying in a cabin together. So I got Shay up out of bed and I was like, Shay, let's dye your hair blue. And she was like, it was before her school pictures.
About seven.
Okay, yeah. Yep. So she was little. And this, keep in mind too, kids did not have colored hair back then. So I dyed Shay's whole head of beautiful long blonde hair. Was it purple or blue?
It was blue.
Yeah, it was blue.
The first one.
Yeah, well, we've done a few colors. So I dyed her hair and then I was like, all right, let's go to sleep. Mom was already asleep. So we wake up in the morning and Shay's like, hey, Mom. With this full head of purple hair.
And it was a full family reunion too.
Yeah, totally.
So it was a surprise for the entire family who are all pretty
normal.
Boxy. They're all boxes. Boxy. Let's just say that.
Boxy. I like that. Yeah. That makes them sound like they have square body shapes.
Well, they probably do. I don't know. But it was pretty funny because everyone got a kick out of it. And mom was mortified.
Was pissed. And the best part was it was the end of the summer. So Shay's school pictures were like 2 weeks later. And mom didn't, you couldn't get it out of her hair.
We've had 2 years.
2 years of color?
Of color. Both school pictures. One had pink ends and one had blue ends.
Oh, that's right, because you pulled her. She, like, slicked her hair back into a ponytail.
Yeah, so for my school pictures, we couldn't get the color out, and mom was just so angry. So I have, a high-set forehead. I have a huge forehead. So I had bangs, but the bangs couldn't be down, so she slicked my bangs back into my hair.
Poor forehead.
And my hair looked just like a grease slicked back ponytail, and it was awful. It's funny to look back at pictures because we know the story behind it.
Yeah. So the other one I'm thinking of, Shay, you can tell this one. It was right around Halloween, and I came to visit, and we went to the party store.
Oh, the cockroaches. So mom hates rodents, bugs. She's pretty Pets. Spooked by a lot of things.
Yeah.
But rodents and bugs are the big thing. So we got a bag of cockroaches
like
from the party store.
An industrial size bag.
Yeah, giant. It was like 100 cockroaches. And they looked pretty realistic.
They did look really real. Yeah.
These are Halloween props. Yeah. And we planted them around the whole house.
Like everywhere.
And just followed her around as she found them. And she jumped and screamed every single time.
They were like in her underwear drawer. They were in the fridge.
They were in the garage where she smoked cigarettes. So those ones were fun because it was so realistic. It's in the garage. Yeah. But actually the funny part is we don't really have cockroaches like where we're at in Colorado.
No, it's too cold.
So like the idea that she has like a cockroach infested house is so like it's not even a real thing here. So
well, and then Mom, when you moved 3 years later,
I moved about 3 years later, and I was still finding cockroaches
in every nook and cranny.
I found them in the bathroom. I found them in my drawers. I found them in under my bed. I found them everywhere.
You're welcome. We're good daughters. We have fun. Basically, the funny gist of it is that we love to torture our mother.
It is fun.
1 year, we didn't do it, but it was right, I think it was right when Trump was getting elected, or it was the election year, and we were going to replace all the family portraits in the house with Trump. But Mom didn't have her pictures up yet.
But we did also get her the George W. Bush book for Christmas and wrapped it.
Oh, someone wants to know, which I've talked about this before, this is for Mom. How did you come up with my name, Cherokee? First of all, what did you want to name me originally? You don't even remember? Chiquita Banana?
Oh, Chiquita Banana. That wasn't realistic, but I did throw that out there.
That's what happens when you get pregnant as a teenager.
All my kids have the initials with CB, so Chiquita Banana just made sense. And then when I had Shay, I thought, oh, maybe this is my Chiquita Banana.
Oh, Shay almost was Chiquita Banana,
yes,
too.
But your name actually came from my mom. Mm-hmm. She was going to name one of her children Cherokee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because we thought we were Cherokee Indian. And so made sense. Come to find out, we have no Indian.
So funny thing is, like, we have, but like my uncle got like full ride scholarship from the reservation. Like, yes. There's like papers in our family. Yes. Grandma and that uncle that got that scholarship got the DNA tests, and there's no Native in their DNA. But the funny thing was, is I got my DNA test, and from my adoptive father, or from my biological father, I'm like 20% Native. So I'm actually the only one that's Native with the name Cherokee, even though good thing that Grandma or Bob didn't name me.
Your name fits you so well.
It's unconventional.
It is very unconventional. All of my children are unconventional.
Yeah, so Shay, my sister Shay, her name is spelled Chey. Shay Brittany. Oh, also funny story about Shay Brittany. So when Shay and my brother Sean were little, I got their names tattooed on my forearms with little baby rattles. And Shay was like, you were young. It was about the same time, like 7 or 8. But I didn't want my mom to know, because you never want your mom to know you're getting tattoos. So I think I emailed Shay. This is how long ago it was. And I was like, Shay, how do you spell your middle name? So she told me Brittney. Cool. Got it tattooed. So when Mom finally saw it, she's like, yeah, that's not how it's spelled. And it's actually spelled with one T, like Britney Spears. So I have my sister's name misspelled on my arm.
Well, why are you going to ask the 7-year-old?
Because it was your freaking name.
My name is spelled Chey. That was hard enough to figure out.
True. And then our brother Sean is spelled Cean. He's Sean Bryan. So we're all CBs. Favorite vacation you guys ever took together? I don't feel like Shay was always a baby when we took vacations.
I don't remember any of the cool vacations.
We actually did a lot of Lake Powell, and
one I remember with Shay was when, so my grandpa retired from the Marines in Hawaii, and they lived in Hawaii when we were growing up. So we would go visit them a lot. But the time we took Shay, remember her reaction to sand?
Oh, we couldn't put her in the sand.
No, you would go had to be put her down, and she would lift her legs like up near her ears, yes, so that her feet wouldn't touch the sand.
She would sit on a blanket. We had to take the blanket everywhere.
It's funny because I was curious what my kids would think about sand, because I've heard that story so many times. And Camilla eats it. So.
I mean, she is your child. But I feel like they were like that with grass.
Oh, grass. Yeah, but grass is a big thing for a lot of kids.
That's true, because it's spiky.
Yeah, so Kane, that would just lift his arms and legs.
That's
like
what
as
you
far
did
as
with
he
the
could.
Sand.
Yeah. And Camilla would just scream at the top of her lungs, no, it's grass.
Like, obviously.
Yeah. So what did I do? I put them in it more.
Of course. It's funny. Yeah, that's what we did with you in the sand.
Now they eat it. I don't think from my childhood, because I was so much younger, I don't have any, like, vacations and stuff, but like as I got older, I spent a lot of time going to California and staying with you.
Yeah, I would always take you for like a week or two in
so
the summer.
So that's like my my, like, I guess our vacations together. It's my vacation, yeah. But it was at your house.
I remember you came and visited me. It was when I was living with Shanahan, I think. Maybe Jonah.
Yeah.
And I remember I bought a pair of shoes that were like $100. I think you told mom that I was rich.
Probably. Like, mom, you should see these $100 shoes.
She's so extravagant.
We still think you're rich.
I wish. I think everybody else on the internet does too. I think people assume when you're an influencer that you're just like, I'm like sleeping on bags of money. But I am definitely not. I do get a lot of free stuff though. And you guys benefit from my free
stuff.
Yes,
I do. And I'm expecting you to take care of me when I retire.
Oh, that's up to Shay. You live out here.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry. Or Lucifer.
Not Lucifer. Name to be determined.
Yes, Lucifer. So she wanted to name, we've vetoed her own pick of child name. What was it? Hank Wayne?
Yeah. Well, Jordan's middle name is Wayne.
So he's
going to get Wayne either way, but we liked Hank Wayne.
Okay, but Hank Wayne Martinez fully sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah. Well... That's not the reason I changed it. The reason I changed it is because it turns out everyone has a dog named Hank.
Yes, that was the first thing I told you. I have like five friends who have dogs named Hank. Yep. It's a cute name for a dog. I like Oliver. Mm-hmm. Luther. Luther Fur. Oh, I should have said the names of these people whose questions I'm reading. The mom come up with my name is from Jen Jen Rivers. The funny stories from when we're kids is Cosmic Cherry Dreams. Everybody who's asked a question, I'm going to put your name in my show notes. And also, if anybody wants to submit questions or stories from future podcasts, follow me on my socials. I'm at the Cherry Doll Face. You don't want to follow my mom or my sister. They have really boring social medias. So,
excuse you. Mine are full of cute kids.
If you want to see the cutest two little blonde twins in the history of the world, by the way, side note, we went to get them up for Christmas morning. So we go to wake them up. They're sleeping in bed with their stepdad. And we're like, it's Christmas. Santa came. They're three. And they're like, no. Like, get out of here. Covering their faces.
We had an hour to do presents before their dad picked them up for a couple hours. So we spent the first 30 minutes of that hour convincing them to get out of bed, which was not
happening.
It was
horrible.
So we got one of them up, and he got excited, so we got his sister up. And then we get them out here for all of these presents that are just crowding everywhere. So they finally come out here, and... they refused to open presents. I was handing them presents and they said, no presents. James, Cherokee and I are just sitting here watching them.
Doing
just
nothing.
Like mind blown. What's wrong with my
and
kids?
Then they
They're broken.
Each opened one present and Camilla got a baby doll and Kane got a little truck and then they just wanted to play with those.
Yep, that was it.
And then
so
they left.
Now I have to figure out what I'm going to do with the other 150 presents that they won't open. Actually, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever... searched your net worth on Google? Is there
I think I did. Actually, let me do it.
So I know someone who's like social media famous and it says that her net worth is like $2 million and she lives in like a small house in my town and has no money. So she's like, really? This is how much money I have?
So I have
I have a secret net worth.
You got to find it. Maybe it's in an offshore account. Wait, I think it says $36.
No, it doesn't.
No,
that's
I think
my
it,
net
wait,
worth. They got us confused.
Oh, this is really sad, you guys. $36 is my estimated earnings in the last 30 days.
Oh.
But I think that's just YouTube. There's another one. Cherry Dollface bio. It's so weird. They have like my picture and my biography. I wonder what it says about
have
me.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
Not really. I'm not that narcissistic.
Oh, I Google you all the time.
Oh, it says I'm 37. I'm actually 38. Thank you, internet. Oh, profession is YouTube star. That is my birthday. This is so weird.
Your address is probably on there somewhere.
I hope not. Let's see. Cherry Dollface estimated net worth. Let's check how rich Cherry... Oh my God.
What is it? $101 million. Where is my money? Why am I living in an apartment?
My riches.
Come on, sister.
It says in 2020, my net worth was $1 to $3 million.
Okay, I can retire now, Cherokee. Please.
Sorry. Okay, I've been keeping it a secret, but I bought you all houses in the Bahamas. Just kidding. I bought us an island.
Okay, we'll take it.
Cherry Dollface keeps his personal and love life private.
Is there another Cherry Dollface out there we don't know about?
That's super rich and has my birthday. Okay, that was really interesting, Shay. I'm glad you asked me that question. Oh, man, I wish I had $101 million. I wish I had $101.
Me too, actually.
Okay, this is a good one. This is from Cat MD03. Oh, this question is easy. Who snores the loudest?
Oh.
Mom. You?
Shay, hands down.
Really?
Well, it also depends on like how much alcohol is in the system. Because the snoring gets louder as you drink
well,
more.
That's true. So, and how many babies you're, I almost said festering, not festering.
I mean, I wake up every day feeling like I'm sick because I snored so loud that my throat is on fire. So
that's horrible. Mom snores like a freight train too, though.
That's alcohol.
That's true. I didn't get the snore gene. Jimmy's lucky.
The older you get, the more you snore.
Shay is 27?
No, but I'm serious. I think as you get older...
Well, I'm 38 and I still don't snore, so
well,
maybe
Jordan
it passed
better
me.
Be prepared because I'm 27 and it's already bad. So
you're gonna, the walls, luck, babe. The paint's gonna peel off the walls.
I'm gonna have to have my own house.
Or like a guest house.
Yeah.
When I start spending like $101 million. And then the second part of that question is who cries the most at movies? I think it's a tie between me and you, Mom.
Yes.
Remember when you came and visited me and I gave you a cry fest? We watched Slumdog Millionaire and Billy Elliot.
Yes.
And we just wept.
I cry on Hallmark commercials.
I cry on like toilet paper commercials.
I've cried on those too.
I cried one time watching an episode of The Simpsons and I was like, oh God, Homer and Lisa, their relationship is so beautiful.
I have watched so many animated cartoons, animated
oh, they
films.
All make you cry. All the Pixar's.
I cry at everyone.
We're so, me and my mom cry when I go to say goodbye to her, even if I'm going to see her like in a month. We both, like one cries and then we all, but that's the females in our family. Once one cries, we all cry.
Well, plus I go to the grocery store and I look for a card for someone.
Oh yeah, and you
and
cry through all of them.
The words make sense and then it's a cry fest.
Actually, when I go to the store to get a card for mom for any occasion, I read them until I get the one that I know is going to make her cry the most.
Oh, I do too. It's so satisfying making mom cry.
It is. And then you have to watch her read the whole thing.
That goes to the torture.
Yeah. And Shay doesn't cry ever because she has no heart. She's dead inside.
I've actually cried a lot, but it's because I'm pregnant. Without that, I don't cry very much.
Katie Cormie Art, she's actually asked a few questions, says, is it hard living far away and not seeing each other a lot? I see my family maybe once a year. So Shay and mom literally live across the street from each other. Shay actually lived with mom for a long time when the babies were first born. So it's probably hard for her not being in your house anymore. Or you love it.
It's both. It's both. It was extremely hard when they first left because mm-hmm. that's all I knew. And that was, you know, they were there every day. I'm very close to the babies.
Yeah.
So when they first left, but I did not miss the mess. You just have so many people in your house that it's inevitable.
I was going to say that they now live across the street from each other, but I live 2,000 miles away. And it is really hard, especially now with the babies and trying to be there for them growing up. And
it's really hard, but you've really made a point to come.
Yeah, I come at least twice a year.
See them and see us.
Yeah.
And it's been really great.
Well, the good thing is that the twins' birthday is in June. So it's easy to do twice a year because it's Christmas.
And then the holiday.
And then June. But now the stupid jerk Lucifer is going to be like April or May. That's going to complicate my travel plans.
You just have to come more often.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh, interesting. Cassandra Ramina. It's almost like your name. By the way, my mom's name is not Mom. It is Rami. If each one of you had a theme song every time you'd walk in a room, what would it be? Mine would be Maneater by Hall & Oates.
Mine would probably be Baby Shark. There's different variations.
It would be like the Cocomelon swimming version.
Oh, Cocomelon too. We know all of those songs.
What's Mom's?
I think mine would be I Will Survive.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Sure. You know, funny side note about that song. I remember I had it on my iPod back when that was a thing. And you came to visit me. And it was like, I used to download music illegally because I'm a badass and I break the rules. And I had downloaded it from like Pirate Bay or something. And it said on it that it was Donna Summer. And Shay was like 10 and she looked at it and she goes, that's by Gloria Gaynor, not Donna Summer.
Right, right. You have to remember that's my era.
Yeah. That was a good one. How is it living? Oh, Yaya Dira Tor said, how is it living away from family, better relationships or hard? I think for me, living away from family is better because, well, no, because I mean, you guys experience it where we're all so much alike and we're all so hard-headed and stubborn that I think it makes you guys fight with each other more. And I don't with either one of you because I'm so far away that we just like appreciate each other.
Yeah, actually, kind of going into that, Cherokee is like our middle person. So she always knows when we're fighting because I call her and Mom calls her separately. And then she gets both sides of the story.
And then I have like, to pretend like I don't know what the other person had told me. And then Mom will be like, Shay did this. And I'm like, oh, she did?
Mom and I are the exact same person, as much as I like never wanted to say that in my whole life. We're the exact same person.
It's true.
We butt heads a lot. And we also live across the street from each other. So,
but that's the thing.
We have different opinions on pretty everything. Much 90% yeah. of everything.
I am. I'm definitely the peacemaker, but I think it's because I'm far. I think if I lived here, then all of us would just
be
murder
right
each other.
Of it.
Yeah, it would be so fun.
Bounce off each other.
So that's why she likes living far for that reason.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to.
Yeah. And then when things get crazy, I can just put my phone on Do Not Disturb and be like, oh, I was sleeping.
Yes, but keep in mind, within 2 days,
everything's fine.
Just great.
Yeah, that's like Shay and Mom were feuding the other day, and then Mom got here for the podcast, and Shay was gone, and she cleaned her kitchen. I'm like, Mom, you guys were feuding 2 days ago, and now you're cleaning her kitchen. But that's the thing, is we fight fiercely, but we love fiercely.
Yes,
absolutely.
And our love is way more than any fight
absolutely.
Would ever be.
But I do have to tell you that we really miss you.
Oh, I know. I miss you guys. That's why I cry every time I leave. And it's harder, too, with the babies now.
Well, it makes it easier, too, though, being long distance in any situation with social media.
Yeah.
And with, like, FaceTime or just being able to, like, text or call.
The texting is great because, like, when you were growing up, like, I never talked to
we
you on the phone.
We emailed each other.
Yeah. And, like, Mom and I would talk on the phone for, like, an hour once a month. But now with text, like, we text each other every day. Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. baby pictures and, like, stupid shit, like, mm-hmm. things I see
well,
when I'm traveling.
We're in group texts now. And that's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. So my Kiwi mom, Elizabeth, my mama in New Zealand, she said, no questions, but Mama, you raised a beautiful girl. I would say she raised two beautiful girls.
I agree.
And one really goofy son.
My, you girls, I swear, my girls are beautiful and they're smart and they're complete polar opposites. But
yes,
they're pretty amazing. I have to agree.
Oh, this is so weird. The next story, Hep from the Heel says, how are you and your sister different? How are you the same? So we are... I think that we are more different than we are the same.
Yes.
But Shay is, she's a mom. She's got two twins and then a stepdaughter. Like your whole life is just like kids and organizing this and picking stuff up from Facebook Marketplace
and crafts.
Crafts and yeah. And like
daycares.
Cookies.
And then she has a child that takes medication. And
yeah.
And
so my nephew Kane has a genetic disorder. So he has tumors all over his brain. So he has seizures. So you have to have him in like all his therapies, and you're an amazing mom.
She is.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
But yeah, I think obviously that your life is so different from, I mean, our lives could not be more different. I think the similarities, like we both have a lot of tattoos and we're both really sarcastic.
They're both stubborn.
Yes.
We're both very hilarious.
I think our personalities are really similar.
Yes.
And like we're very strong-willed and we're very driven. And like when we want something, we get it. But like externally, we're completely yeah. different.
That's a really good point. You both have a drive. Mm-hmm. Your drives are different. The directions are different.
Yeah.
But you have that drive.
But when we have a direction, we both, it's like
head
first. And
the work ethic is yeah. impeccable. I mean, both of you.
Well, that's because your work ethic is impeccable.
Yeah, we got that from Mama.
That's how we learned it.
I learned it by watching you, okay? Oh, this is an interesting, too. This is actually from the same person, Hep from the Heels. How has your relationship with your mom changed as you've gotten older? I think as most teenagers do, Mom and I had a pretty tumultuous relationship.
There were a lot of outside factors, too.
Yeah, totally. And Mom and Dad got divorced when I was 15 and yes. they moved away and I stayed in Portland, which I think was the best thing for our relationship. So, but I don't think that's uncommon. Like, I think our situation was unique, but Mom wasn't your best friend when you were in high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like normal.
I actually moved out of her house when I was 17 and it was Mother's Day.
You
that's
asshole.
How great her relationship was. I know, I feel really bad now, but I was like, get me out of here.
But then she came back.
Yeah. Of course, she always came back.
Then I come back every time.
But that also goes with us all being strong and stubborn and bullheaded. But now I feel like we're all best friends.
Yeah.
All of us. And I don't think, the other thing too with Shay is you were always like baby sister, but now you're like my best friend. Like, I don't think of you as, like, we're equals now. Like, I don't think of you.
The age gap, just like as
it closed.
As I got older and like became an adult.
And I got younger.
Life. Well, you do look younger than me.
Oh, other funny side story. So Kane, my nephew that has seizures, he had a occupational therapist,
yes.
Amy. So she used to come to the house and work with him. So she came to the house and I was visiting, and so Shay's like, oh, this is my sister visiting. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, which one of you is older? And I'm 11 years older than Shay. So let this be a lesson to you listening. Wear sunscreen.
Do not go in tanning beds.
Yes. And do not have lots of children.
And wash your face more.
Yes, life lessons.
And exercise and diet.
And don't smoke or drink alcohol.
Oh.
Well I do drink alcohol, but don't smoke.
Don't do anything that I used to do.
Don't do anything fun and stay out of the sun. Yeah, but I think just as we've gotten older, just our relationship has turned into more of a friendship. But mom will always be mom. Like, mom's always going to be the mentor. Mom's always who you call when you have a question about taxes or that stuff. Mom's always like, when I'm sick, I'm almost 40 years old, and I still, when I'm sick, I'm like, I just want a hug from my mom.
Well, I call mom at least 12 times a day. And when she doesn't answer, I get mad. Like, why aren't you answering my call? It's important. I'm like, guess what I had for lunch today?
I'll be working and I'll be in meetings. Obviously, everything is WebEx now. Yeah. And I get emails on my work that says, urgent, call me. And of course, I panic because I think something's wrong with the kids, yeah, or her, or something's happened. And she'll say, I just got this off-brand of macaroni and cheese. And I'll say, Shay, I can't really have this conversation right now.
Well, when Shay used to live with you, when I couldn't get a hold of you, I'd text Shay and be like, where's mom? Go get mom for me. Same person, Hep from the Heels, asks, how can you nicely tell them to keep their opinions to themselves and not feel mad? That's, we just like, say, fuck you.
That's, yeah, I was going to say.
We don't hold back.
No.
We're very open. Yeah.
So mom's probably like the nicest about it when she's like, she needs to say something. Because she doesn't like to hurt people's feelings.
Oh, yeah, like when there's an issue.
Cherokee's,
or she just tells me and then I have to tiptoe around, yeah, to the other person.
Cherokee's like in the middle where she'll tell you like what's up, but like not in a mean way.
Mm-hmm. She'll be very philosophical when she explains, yeah, it.
And then what about me, guys?
She's the asshole.
She just flat out, screw you. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
She'll be like, your breath stinks. Your feet are ugly.
Why are you wearing that? Yeah.
That is true. Like, I think on the level of like nice to mean is mom me, Shay.
Usually people don't describe me as nice, but I have gotten better since becoming a mom. I think I've gotten
More sensitive.
More sensitive. That's,
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm nicer. I'm just more sensitive. Next. Actually, that's what it is. My filter's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah. I think that comes with age too, though.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of a filter, which is, that's the difference.
It's funny because like in my friend group, I'm usually the asshole because I'm just such a blunt person. But I'm like, man, if you only met my sister.
Yeah, that's usually how people describe me.
So true. Oh, this is actually funny. Reb Malushin says, what is your favorite holiday treat to bake together?
Do we bake together? Are we supposed to do this?
You should have seen the look on my mom's face.
We like to go to bakeries and eat.
Get cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
I think that's the answer. The answer is we go to,
some
kind of factory.
We go to a factory. When do we go to factories?
Like a cupcake factory.
Actually, we did get all the stuff to bake cookies with the kids.
And we still haven't done it.
I have those kits from like 10 years ago.
So I baked cinnamon rolls this morning from Pop Tube that gave me 10 minutes of anxiety trying to pop it open.
Well, you have to remember, I live in Denver.
Oh, the altitude.
So we're, yeah, 5,000 feet up.
I hate baking here.
Baking here is impossible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Impossible.
I really never have problems baking here.
Really?
Well, I've lived here my whole life.
So that's all you know.
When I was, yeah, like, what, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
So that's all I know. But you guys don't, like, you've baked before.
Well, and I go back and forth. So yeah. I do one thing at home. I do remember I made, like, banana bread here once that was pretty okay, but it was really dense.
I remember your favorite dish was always fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
God.
I, when I first moved here and I tried to fry chicken,
it was raw in the middle and burnt. On the outside.
I was just dumbfounded. Like, what has happened?
Okay, so that is the last of the questions on Instagram, but I know there's some on Facebook. Okay, so Jess Baron Towaldo, this is kind of a long question. Wait, there's a couple questions. How do you accept each other's differences, life choices, and how do you spend quality time together? I think you guys probably have a more difficult time because you're so close together as far as like life choices that you make. Like I'm kind of out of the bubble and I just do my own thing. But like if you guys are doing things the other doesn't agree with, you guys have more, I think, issue with that.
I think for me personally, I'm very opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all are.
You know, and, you know, Shay makes choices. She makes good choices. Mm-hmm. And I've accepted that. I mean, I'll throw in a jab here and there.
Yeah, but that's because you guys are so close.
Yes. And with you, man.
What does that mean?
I have
mean?
Nothing to say. Oh. You're cruising. You're doing amazing.
What she's saying is Cherokee makes good decisions and I don't. So that's the difference.
That's not true.
No, I'm just so far away. She doesn't see my bad decisions.
I'm less opinionated now.
But I'm also older too. And Shay's the baby. So I feel like that's just a natural thing mm-hmm. that like the baby's going to have. Yeah. You're going to be more overbearing on. Because that's the thing too. Like even growing up was different. Like when I was a child, we moved to a houseboat in Oregon on a river with a swim deck in the back. My mother and my grandfather built a swing to put me in that swung me over the river that I wasn't clasped into. I wasn't wearing a life jacket.
Absolutely amazing.
But you would never have done that with Shay. Like I had more freedom and mm-hmm. I was always kind of left to my own devices and I just did my own thing. But Shay, you were way more overbearing with Shay,
but
even as a kid.
But you think when your parents do something, that was my dad. That, well, he knows what he's doing.
Well, and you were a teenager too. So you were like, yeah, this is cool.
Of course that's normal.
Not normal. Do you share with your mom the fact, this must be someone from the UK or Australia.
I love that.
I know, it's so cute. The fact of being a strong-willed woman, the idea of girl power and to lead your own career. Oh, yeah. Like, our family is like, the women rule the roost. We rule the men. We do what we want. Nobody's going to tell us anything. But that all comes from mom.
That comes from all the girls in my family.
Oh, yeah. We're Johnson girls.
My sisters, my cousins.
I mean, even your mom, too, is strong-willed like that.
My grandmother. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us, for sure.
Oh, Rachel Ann asks, how are your sister's twins doing?
They're doing really good.
They're little jerks, but they're
really
good.
Big jerks.
But they're so cute, you can't be mad at them.
I just can't believe how big they're getting.
I know, they're like little teenagers.
Well, Camilla is really thinking
her attitude
she's a teenager.
They're three, by the way.
Yeah.
Three-year-old girl is the teenage attitude already.
Yeah.
Three-year-old boy is the most loving,
with the biggest head.
He will get anything he wants.
Oh, yeah, because he's got those big eyes. And his head is so big that he can't take his shirts off by himself.
So I've taught them how to be, like, independent and do their own, like, morning routine. So the girls get themselves dressed and undressed, and then it comes to Kane, and I'm like, Kane, why can't you get your shirt off? Just try it, buddy. And he's trying so hard. And I'm watching him and I realize it's because he doesn't have the strength to remove his shirt over his head.
His little
because
spaghetti
his head's
arms.
So big. So I have to do it for him. And I can't get mad at him. I just have to do it. It's just because his head is so big.
Well, and then yesterday or 2 days ago, Jerk Aunt Cherokee was chasing him around the kitchen and he took a spill and smashed his nose. And he had the nosebleed from hell, but his poor little nose was sore. And when I tried to take his shirt off for his bath, he was like, ow, ow. And it's like, I'm sorry, I have to. Like, there's no way around this
and
noggin.
All of his shirts are so tight, like, around his, well, it's a normal size shirt for
anyone
else.
Yeah, just not a normal size head. Here's a question I wasn't going to ask, but I'm going to ask because if I don't like the answer, I can just take it out because I edit this thing. Oh. Jeannie Burns says, what is the most embarrassing story about Cherry Dollface you can think of?
That's a good one.
The look on my mother's face.
You know, I don't want this to be edited.
Well, you have no
choice. Please do not take this out. I remember we rented a cabin.
No, not that one. Okay,
no,
tell it.
Really?
It's funny. Yeah, you can tell it.
So, Cherokee was about...
I was sick, too.
You were sick.
Yes. I was like sick.
We actually always tent camped, but it happened to be we lived in Oregon, and so, of course, the rain and the monsoon comes mm-hmm. in when we're camping. So, we rented a cabin. Cherokee was sick. She was about 7 and her stomach was in knots and she had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Well, this cabin had no electricity, so there was no lights and she had to go to the bathroom. And I remember getting up and fumbling around because there's no lighting. And you're on the front porch, and I'm like, come in, Cherokee. And all of a sudden, my barefoot steps in something. And it was on the threshold of the inside and the outside. The threshold of the door. It was a pile. It was dark, so I couldn't get it off my foot. I couldn't find something to get it off my foot. And I think, I seriously believe I slept with that on my foot. Because it was so traumatic. I really believe that.
Was there a bathroom?
No. It was we were camping. It was like, it was a campground that you would just tent camp and then like dig a hole. But they had these cabins, like the cabin walls had like holes in them to the outside.
It was just cover.
It was basically just like wood walls and a ceiling. And then you put all your camping stuff inside, but it was because of the weather. Like, because the weather's like that in Oregon, it was just like a, if you needed it in an emergency. It wasn't like fancy camping. Did you ever hear that story, Shay?
No. That's the first time. Funny. That's why I didn't know. That's funny. So you tried to make it outside, but...
And I think also, like, and I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was little. Yes. So I think maybe I just had no idea what was going on. My tummy hurt, and I was confused, and...
Well, here's the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my sleepwalking. Like, I used to sleepwalk. I remember... Fourth grade, I was like 10. And remember I made that body and I had to put all the organs in it that was like body sized. And so we were doing the organs before I went to bed. And then I went to bed and I walked downstairs in the middle of the night. You and Dad were up and I was yelling like, the liver doesn't go there. And I was like sleepwalking.
We were thinking therapy. We were really thinking
I was just
therapy.
Sleepwalking. I had no idea what I was doing.
She slept. We had to lock our front doors.
Yeah, because I would go out front, outside.
Yes.
And then one time I... like took the milk out and poured it on the floor. Like I used to do all kinds. I still sleepwalk. I still do it.
It was so weird though, because you looked really
awake
yeah. and there, and then you wouldn't have a clue what you did.
Mm-hmm. I talk in my sleep a lot too. When I was still with my ex, I guess so my old best friend, his name was Derek and he dated a lot of girls. And I guess I woke up in the middle of the night and I sat up and I was like, God damn it, Derek. And so my ex was like, what? And I go, Derek and his 12 hula girls. And I went back to sleep. I say funny stuff. The thing is that James sleeps like a rock, so he doesn't ever hear any of my funny stuff. So I'm sure I talk. If he's awake already, he'll hear it. But I am a weirdo when I sleep. This goes right along with this. Peter Mueller says, has Cherry always been so hilariously funny? I mean, I must say I have.
Funny and confident and... no regrets. She's always been exactly who she is now. Yeah. I mean, from the get-go. Which is pretty awesome.
I think that's the thing, too. When people meet me, they're always like, oh, you're just like you are on YouTube or your podcast or whatever. And, like, I never tried to be... I just want to be dumb and silly and hopefully people relate. And...
I think you're exactly like you were from 13 up.
I'm a little less surly now, I think.
I don't think you really were then.
I had my phase.
You went through your moments, but... you're exactly who you were.
I've always been silly and goofy and not take things too seriously. And
yeah.
Richard Curviel says, do you all have matching tattoos? We actually don't. Mom doesn't have any tattoos.
I still have this spot in the back of my arm.
For our pickles. So I call Shay Pickle and we were going to get matching pickles. You going to get a pickle with us, Mom?
Okay, this is the deal.
Okay.
I'm still hoping for tattoo removal.
For us, I think that ship is sailed.
I swear, I have always thought, well, they can get those taken off.
I don't think so.
Can't they?
So you guys know my tattoos. Shay has a full sleeve, a half sleeve, a rib piece. Like we have a lot of, there's removal. I did get one removed, but then I got one on top of it.
Yes, I have none. I never will have any, probably because
you're a
it
sissy.
Hurts.
I think that might be, yep, that's the last question. All right, guys, that's it. Thanks for chatting with me. Now we can go do Christmas stuff. It is actually Christmas Day while we're doing this.
Well, the twins are almost home. So maybe they'll open their presents when they get home.
Yeah, maybe. If we can talk them into it. If we can talk these children into Christmas.
Yeah, why? I'm going to return them. Something's wrong.
The kids or the presents?
The kids. Why would I return the presents? They're perfectly fine.
All right, so thank you, everybody, for listening, and I think that's it. It's fun when I do podcasts with guests, but then it throws me off on, like, the things that I usually say, but I think I already said my socials. If you guys want to join my Patreon page, the links to that are in my show notes. The links to my mom and sister are not in my show notes. If you want to follow my sister and see her cute twins. You can follow her. She is, what is your Instagram?
Burroughs Shay.
Well, that's boring.
That's, I'm the only Shay Burroughs.
That's
so
true.
So I have that handle and email,
you know,
everywhere.
I used to be the only Cherokee.
Yeah, C-H-E-Y. Yeah.
I used to be the only Cherokee Mead when I was Mead, but then when I'm Jackson, there's like a million Cherokee Jackson.
When I tried to search you on Pinterest, when I was trying to send you our cookie baking Pinterest board that we didn't do, there's a couple other
Cherokee Jacksons.
Yeah,
but when I was Mead, I was one in the only, I think when I was Burroughs, I was one in the only two.
Oh.
This is my stupid ex-husband ruined my life. Just kidding.
Well, that got dark.
Okay, so that is it. Thank you guys for listening. I will see you guys next week. I will not see you guys next week. You will hear me next week. That's it. Thanks for coming and being my guests.
Do we wave now?
Oh, yeah. Don't be an asshole. Until next time, here's all three of us waving like maniacs. They're actually waving.